WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your weather forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by StarTex Propane, now serving Bryan and College Station. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Brazos County District Court jury took 3.5 hours yesterday to reach a guilty verdict in a murder trial. 41-year-old Sosimo Gonzalez of Bryan claimed the shooting of Andres Tulip and Alosa more than 2 years ago was in self-defense. The jury also had the option of manslaughter in addition to not guilty. The jury begins the punishment phase this morning. No one was hurt from an electrical fire at a College Station apartment complex yesterday. Investigators found a nail rubbing up against electrical wiring in the exterior stud of an upstairs apartment. The fire at the Gables on University Oaks was declared under control about 40 minutes after arriving. Next Thursday, the Bush Library and Museum holds a special event recognizing the 25th anniversary of the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Last week, the College Station City Council approved recommendations of what consultant Brian Schamberger called a master plan for accessibility.
Any new construction or alteration that the city makes, all those activities need to be barrier-free. And that's also from an architectural standpoint, the physical environment, but also from the communication standpoint as well. It's important to understand that every facility that you own and operate does not have to be entirely barrier-free, but if you do offer any programs and services within those facilities, they have to be accessible, so it has to be some access to all of those programs.
As for next Thursday's event at the Bush Library, you're invited to listen to a panel discussion featuring speakers involved in the drafting of the ADA, which was enacted by President Bush in 1990. There's no admission charge, but reservations are requested by contacting the library. The Bryan City Council learned this week curbside recycling is available for residents by a private business. That was revealed by City Manager Keen Register in response to a request from Councilman Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena.
A subscription-based, they currently have over 100 accounts, and I believe their charges are around $15 a month to provide that service.
Earlier this month, the College Station Council approved going citywide with a pilot project, giving residents the option of filling bins with unsorted recyclables at no additional charge. Bryan does have a recycling center near the Briarcrest Walmart that's open daily. Look for oil prices in Texas and nationally to decrease again. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says that will happen as the result of the new budget bill, which will sell oil held in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
We've got the federal government dumping oil on the market. It depresses prices, and that continues to make life rough for our energy industry that's already struggling. The second thing is it means that the federal government will get less for the oil than it paid for it on average, and so it actually loses money on every barrel of oil.
Flores, who is a retired energy industry executive, says the sell-off will affect prices for about 6 months. Texas Obamacare customers will see premium increases of about 5% when open enrollment begins this weekend. 80% of Texans who buy insurance through healthcare.gov will be able to get it for less than $100 a month after tax credits. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by StarTex Propane. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
StarTex Propane, a family business since 1975, has been serving Central Texas for over 30 years, and now serving Bryan College Station. StarTex Propane offers all kinds of services, from residential to commercial installation, hookups and appliance conversions, and StarTex Propane even leases and sells all sizes of tanks. StarTex will also meet or beat on propane prices. Visit StarTexPropane.com or call StarTex Propane today and mention WTAW for discount 1-800-792-3487.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to make staying well easier. A doctor who understands you're busy and makes expert care more convenient. A doctor who's close to home, yet part of a premier healthcare network. St. Joseph physicians are caring, responsive, connected, and convenient. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
It's Aggie football season at Texas A&M Transportation Services wants you to know about convenient parking and shuttle options. Park on campus for $20 and $25 cash only near the Bush Library, the Bonfire Memorial off University Drive, in Northside Garage, or on Agronomy or Finfeather Roads. Free shuttles run to many campus lots, or ride the new downtown Bryan shuttle, or the Get to the Grid shuttle from Momentum Plaza. For game day traffic, parking information, and more, download the Destination Aggieland app or visit transport.tamu.edu/football. Follow us on Twitter at Get to Aggie Game.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kia Sera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Handle every fall chore for less with a John Deere 3E tractor from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. John Deere 3E tractors are ideal for loading, mowing, digging, and landscaping and are loaded with easy-to-use features that provide all-day comfort. Right now, get a new 4-wheel drive 3038E compact utility tractor, loader, rotary cutter, and box blade for as low as $222 a month. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends October 30th, 2015. Subject to approved revolving credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast just brought you Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between Briarcrest and University. Yeah, that's it. It's Wilton's.com. Also, Wilton's has furniture, supplies, and so much more.
Looks like we've got some rain in the forecast with South Carolina tomorrow in town. It's going to be definitely tough during the first part of the game weather-wise. For today, cloudy and breezy. Some showers and thunderstorms will be developing. High 75 to 80. They come in for the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms night, they could be strong, 65 to 70. Showers and storms should move out tomorrow afternoon, high 75 to 80. We're partly to mostly sunny Sunday, high Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with Week 10 of high school football kicking off a day early due to the weather. We'll get you the scores. Also, A&M football gearing up for the South Carolina Gamecocks and releasing their schedule for next season. A&M soccer holds Missouri out of the championship and will advance themselves to the quarterfinals.
Huh?
In the quarterfinals.
What?
Yeah.
What? What are we talking about?
A&M soccer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They'll advance to the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament. We'll have more on that coming up in a bit.
Cool. All right. The rain, but we're a tornado watch until noon today. Tornado watch until noon. If you have to travel down to San Antonio, they got probably the heaviest rain in the state, but it goes San Antonio really all the way up to the Red River and beyond. There's two kind of large groups of rain in the. We're just on the leading edge of this stuff that'll be marching in from the west, it looks like.
Was someone moving furniture or was that thunder?
Well,
I thought I heard it. Tiny rumble.
I don't know.
I'm a little hungry.
Might be hearing. Yeah, that's what it is.
Could they got the bass turned up too loud on Maverick next door? I'm not sure. Whatever it could be. All right, so McDonald's brings all the good stuff out someplace other than U.S. America. Have you heard about the sandwich they're launching in Switzerland?
No.
A pulled pork sandwich at McDonald's. Says here it takes 4 hours to cook.
What? It's not the, what do you call the McRibs?
Oh, no, it's not pork bologna. No. This,
they just shred up the pork bologna?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, is maybe they shredded some of those things. It says it features Swiss pork. What does that mean? What does that mean? What is Swiss pork?
Is that multifunctional?
Like corn-fed beef?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, y'all were saying that Carly Fiorina's dad was born in Calvert?
That's correct.
Were her grandparents... speed trap gets stopped and
It's interesting. No, as a matter of fact, no, you wouldn't want to stop him because he sat for 37 years on the federal appeals court in San Francisco.
No,
37 years on the federal. I think that's the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Out
Not
there.
Somebody to be trifled with.
No, graduated from UT and then shot out to there and So Tom Bradley, who was the mayor of Los Angeles for years, was born in Calvert as well. So. Just saying. All right, so back to this Swiss pork, which again, slow cooked, so tender it simply falls apart, according to the company. Well, of course, what do you think they're going to say? It's good, except it's really tough. The meat is marinated in barbecue sauce and topped with mixed vegetables, apple slices, and garlic spread. Okay. With the pulled pork burger, we are combining slow food with our fast, friendly service.
I'm seeing some Swiss pork recipes, but most of them refer to Swiss pork chops.
Okay. Well, so what's so? Well, so Google, what's so special about Swiss pork?
What I Googled. Through recipes.
You ask what is so special?
I don't know.
Do you have Siri?
Just ask your...
Oh, what's so special?
Exactly. Yeah, what's so
why
special
Swiss
about
pork?
It? Yeah, why? What's so special? Is it chocolate fed? I mean, you know, what's going on?
Oh, hang on.
What's it cost, I wonder? Anyway, it's going to be tested in 25 restaurants in that part of the world.
What's so special about Swiss pork?
Yeah. And what did it say? Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
It's checking.
What? Yep. Yeah.
What? Here's what I found on the web for so special about Swiss pork.
All right.
She's just showing.
Oh, yeah. Never mind that. Moving right along. Anyway. And, you know, barbecue pulled pork is not bad. You know, that's I like doing that. That's pretty good stuff. But anyhow, we'll see. All right. You know, daylight saving time is coming up, right? Okay. You
Sunday.
Know that, you know, Saturday night, make the change. It's now remember, it's saving time, daylight saving time. When somebody today says daylight savings time, take their donut away from them, okay? Just saying.
Now you have a lot of donuts.
Exactly right. Anyway, what's interesting is, of course, we're different than everybody else because in the EU countries and in Mexico, everybody set their clocks back last weekend. Again, just remember, set your clock back an hour before you go to bed on Saturday night, and it'll be fine. And don't forget to change the batteries in your detectors, right? We try to remind people to do that. Hello.
You know what's so special about Swiss pork is they feed the pig Swedish meatballs.
Thank you.
That's like cannibalism.
It would be, wouldn't it? Yeah. Let me see what else. It'll start getting dark around 5, okay? Because we're down to about 10 hours of light a day.
Just hate that.
I know, it's not much fun. But just to show you the wussification of U.S. America yet again, they give us tips on how to deal with the time change.
You turn on the light.
God, really? Okay, don't stay up too late. You'll probably be tempted to because your body is still on daylight saving time.
Not savings.
Yeah. Use the sun to acclimate your body. Why do you go? All right. You're supposed to be at your desk. Your boss says, where are you? I'm out here. I'm getting acclimated to the sun.
Because Scott told me to.
Tell me how that works out for you. And if your schedule allows, plan to wake up 10 to 15 minutes later in the days leading up to the time change.
Oh, shut up.
I know. Look at that. Wait. And you may feel unusually drowsy in the days after the time change.
If I feel drowsy, it's going to be pretty usual.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's an hour. Really?
And it's not bad this way.
No. We're just, look.
It's in the spring that it really sucks because you lose one.
Well, whatever. We're just saying. If you're going to be that big a wuss that losing or gaining an hour is going to throw you off, then...
Stop breathing our air.
Something. I just didn't know it was that difficult. Hello.
Hey, wasn't there a bill in the state legislature to end all this time change garbage?
Yeah, there was. Thanks. And, you know, Paul Harvey, late Paul Harvey, used to just rail on this about how stupid it is. And it is. It is. It's so stupid. But I don't know. And it serves... somewhere, I guess there's a purpose that it serves. What it really does is it messes up a lot of people because what we do is we eat breakfast by the clock and we eat lunch by the clock, but we eat dinner or supper, depending on what you call it, by the sun. You'll suddenly feel so hungry, you'll be famished at 6 o'clock.
Because it's dark and it's time to eat.
Right. Instead, if you went back and looked at July, you were doing fine if you ate at 9 o'clock.
Yep.
It's all right.
Yep.
It's who U.S. America is, who we are. But don't know what else to say about that. In the meantime.
Unless you're in, what is it, Nevada?
Yeah.
Are they still the only ones that haven't changed?
Well, no, Hawaii doesn't, Alaska doesn't, Puerto Rico doesn't, I think.
Oh, Puerto Rico, they're not a state.
Yeah, that was true. All right, here you go. I think we've solved everything we needed to at 7:21, by the way.
Oh, we did it by 7:21? That's pretty cool.
That was great. Record time.
It is. Metaverse Nails.
Huh?
Huh?
Metaverse Nails. Does fashion nails. Okay, it's the name of the company.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Colorful, crazy nails that women apply. They now have an app.
Oh, no.
It is a hologram function. in the free Let's Use add animations to the images of their nails, like fireworks, sparkles, and dancing animals.
They're misappropriating that.
You can also save the videos and share them on social media. The app is free, but creating shareable hologram nail art will cost you money. Okay.
So does the hologram appear on your nails?
I guess so. The hologram features only works with the Metaverse press-on nails.
Oh, then no, it doesn't.
No. Okay, by the way, they cost $22.50 to $35.
Per finger?
I don't know. Does it matter?
I'm guessing for the whole hand.
Yeah, okay, does it matter? I mean, would it matter if it was just for one nail or the whole hand? If you want a full variety of 3D options, you'll also have to purchase additional animations within the app.
And the practical woman will give them a 3D animation of what they can do with their idea.
Hello?
I still thought that Swiss pork just had a bunch of holes in it.
Oh, very good.
Make the Chocolate Gallery part of your game day tradition. All season long, the Chocolate Gallery serves football-themed cookies, tailgate desserts, and chocolates with officially licensed Texas A&M decorations, perfect for tailgates and game-watching parties. And here's a sweet idea. If you're riding the game day shuttle from downtown Bryan, plan extra time to stop by the Chocolate Gallery before and after the game. Voted best chocolates in the Brazos Valley 2 years in a row. The Chocolate Gallery, 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show is at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. Show features the coach, questions from the floor as he joins the fans to talk some Aggie football. It's 7 o'clock, Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road each Tuesday night. Of course, you'll hear it all here on the Aggie Radio Network. But we'll see you at Rudy's each Tuesday at 7. It's the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. Come and join us for 1 hour of all things Texas A&M football.
Ben Hardiman, candidate for Bryan City Council Place 5, has successfully run his own companies in District 5 for 46 years. Ben Hardiman has served twice before on the Bryan City Council and contributed countless hours as a volunteer for the city and nonprofit organizations, including heading up the restoration of the Queen Theater in downtown Bryan.
I ask for your support and your vote during early voting starting on October 19th or on Election Day, November 3rd.
Paid for by the Ben Hardiman Campaign. Nancy Hardiman, Treasurer.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications. Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Howdy, Axe. In 1970, I caught the 79-yard game-winning touchdown against LSU with 13 seconds left in the game. I'm Hugh McElroy, class of 71, and that's my Major Smiles moment.
Howdy. You may not be a celebrated Aggie, but you do deserve your Major Smiles moment. I'm Dr. Chuck Majors, and me and my team would love to help you and your family be ready for your Major Smiles moment. Give us a call at 979-776-6600 or come see us at majorsmiles.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. 725 Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We've got a tornado watch in effect until noon today. It's mostly stuff that's off to our west and northwest, but we're on the kind of leading eastern edge of that tornado watch, but it's in effect until noon today. So 60% chance of showers today. It's up to an 80% chance of rain tonight with a low of around 70. Tomorrow, a high of 80 with heavy rain, 70% chance of that, but it should end by about 1 or 2 o'clock. And then we've got sunshine for the balance of the weekend. Sunny skies and a high of about 76 on Sunday, and Monday looking the same thing. So that should be pretty pleasant. As far as the rain is concerned, having a look at the radar, it's moved into Brazos County. Heaviest rain is off to the northwest and down near the San Antonio area and west of Austin. But if you're traveling in any of those directions, look to have a fairly rainy trip. Anything to the east or eastern half of the state, there's no rain there yet. So that's where we are. And rush coming up in just a minute.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at Aggieland Real Estate.
Last week, Obama talked about how burdened American school kids are because they're forced to take too many standardized tests, and he wants to change it. Well, the results of the latest standardized tests are in for fourth and eighth graders, the test officially called the National Assessment of Educational Progress, but it's really billed as the nation's report card, and it's not good. It's the kind of report card most kids would not want their parents to see. Two-thirds of eighth graders are not proficient in math. Now, for those of you who are not proficient in math, let me put it this way. Out of every three students in the eighth grade, two of them are not cutting it. They can't do the required classwork. Reading isn't much better. Out of every five students, three cannot read at grade level. Minorities are hardest hit. Their scores are still worse than non-minority students, and that hasn't changed since, well, Genesis. Obama continually pontificates about education. He's had two terms to turn things around. Has he? Common Core, many people consider Common Curse, spent billions of dollars poured into education on top of the massive budget it gets every year, feeding top-heavy corrupt bureaucracy, such as administration. Michelle Obama's school meals, so inedible they leave students hungry and too weak to focus. We don't need another report card. Everybody knows that our schools, run by liberals and the teachers' unions, get a D for disaster. We need to get rid of them.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel. Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way back home. Well, that's what you do when you use public Wi-Fi or when you shop online. You leave breadcrumbs on the trail for someone to possibly steal your identity and take everything you own. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, they have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all of those breadcrumbs get messy. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do and feel better protected. Plans start at only $9.99 a month. Call or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. And save 10% on your membership. Call 800-440-4833. LifeLock, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The idea of the city of Bryan to add a curbside recycling program for residential customers is on hold. That's because the council learned this week from Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker that a private business has a city permit offering that service.
We have a permit. We offer a permit.
Okay. All right.
The city of College Station, on the other hand, actually contracts for the service. Okay. It's two different animals.
So it's up to them to market and to let the citizenry know and...
Correct.
City Manager Keene Register responded to Mayor Jason Bielski's comment that some on the council did not know about the private business.
So should the city maybe work with them to help?
So we can do some public service advertising. No, we can't. We'll figure out a way to get the word out.
Register said the private business currently serves more than 100 customers who pay about $15 a month. In College Station, the city council earlier this month approved going citywide with an expanded residential recycling program at no additional charge. Brian does have the recycling center near Briarcrest Walmart that's open daily. On the 25th anniversary year of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the College Station City Council adopted what was described as a master plan for accessibility. That followed 9 months of meetings with all city departments and public input. Consultant Brian Schamberger says the city still has to, among other things, hire an ADA coordinator and establish a procedure to handle complaints.
And that needs to be something that someone files a complaint or a grievance with the city, or maybe it's just a comment, that process be consistent. You know, if they talk to someone out in the field, well, they think they've talked to someone at the city, and that's the way they file their grievance. But everyone in the city needs to know, it's like, well, who is the ADA coordinator? If you have a problem or if you have an issue, this is the person you need to talk to, and that process needs to be consistent. It also allows the city to be able to respond, and maybe that person can actually file an appeal if they don't agree with what was decided on.
The council's action comes on the eve of a program the Bush Library and Museum is holding on the ADA anniversary. You're invited to watch a panel discussion next Thursday evening featuring speakers who helped draft the ADA, which was signed by the president in 1990. Contact the library to make a reservation. There's no admission charge. A Brazos County District Court jury has decided it was murder and not self-defense from a shooting in the parking lot of a Bryan apartment complex just over 2 years ago. The jury took 3.5 hours yesterday to convict 41-year-old Sosimo Gonzalez in the death of Andres Tulip and Alosa. According to the arrest report, the two men had exchanged words at a College Station nightclub before the shooting. The jury starts hearing evidence in the punishment phase this morning. Video of the May 17th Waco biker shootout is now public. The video shows men with vests that say Cossacks inside the Twin Peaks restaurant, first looking outside, then ducking for cover. Attorney Adam Raposa, who represents one of the bikers, says the video shows an ambush.
There were some members of the Cossack Motorcycle Club who were laying in wait, and that the banditos were ambushed.
Waco police say they didn't release the video and say whoever did could face prosecution. The Chief Justice of the Texas Supreme Court has paid $1,000 to settle a 7-year-old ethics fine, but the settlement is not considered an admission of guilt.
It was a $29,000 ethics fine that Heck dodged. In 2008, the Texas Ethics Commission found him guilty of violating the elections code on contributions.
Justice Heck improperly accepted a discount on legal fees that amounted to campaign contribution that was in excess of the legal limits for judicial campaign contributions.
Alex Winslow of Texas Watch filed the original complaint. Heck's problems began when he was reprimanded back in 2006 for endorsing longtime friend Harriet Myers for the U.S. Supreme Court.
And then there followed a question about whether I paid my lawyers enough money in that process.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A two-story apartment building in College Station was evacuated from a fire yesterday. College Station Fire Department Battalion Chief Robert Mumford says the fire at the Gables Apartments on University Oaks was caused by a nail rubbing up against electrical wiring in the exterior stud wall of an upstairs apartment. No residents or firefighters were injured. There was fire damage to one unit, resulting in the relocation of that resident. An undetermined number of occupants living in other units were also moved. The recently passed federal budget bill that increases the debt ceiling will also lower oil prices. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who's a retired energy industry executive, says the federal government dumping oil held in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve will depress prices in a market that's already struggling.
I do not like, and I oppose, using the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as a piggy bank to be raided every time somebody turns around and needs some extra money to pay for some gimmick in the federal government. And
Flores says the only good thing is the sell-off will be short-lived.
6 months at the most. It won't take too long to release the amount of oil from the reserves that they're talking about.
And Flores also says the government will be losing money because it will be selling for less than what it paid for on average. Texas Obamacare customers will see premium increases of about 5% when open enrollment begins this weekend. That's lower than Obamacare price hikes nationwide or the average increase being paid by people who get their coverage through their employer. Lance Lunsford of the Texas Hospital Association says that's because with our high rate of uninsured, That means we have the most people signing up.
When you increase the access to health insurance, you so too bring down the cost of care, and that helps everyone.
80% of Texans who buy insurance through healthcare.gov will be able to get it for less than $100 a month after tax credits. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 o'clock or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing, and they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZARealestate.com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready. And you can start the process by going, again, to zarealestate.com.
Hey, want to take my new Toyota Tundra camping this weekend?
Well, that's a nice truck, but we'd be hitting some pretty rugged backcountry.
Well, the Tundra TRD Pro race truck did win the baddest endurance race in Baja. I mean, that's pretty rugged.
It did? Huh. I had no idea.
And with my Tundra, I go off-road deep in the woods, towing my wakeboard boat to the lake, which weighs more than your camping gear.
Well, I can't.
And there was that canyon I drove down last week.
Okay, it's tough. So what time do we leave?
Pick you up at 6.
Ouch. That early?
I'll bring you coffee.
Toughness comes standard. The Toyota Tundra with available 381 horsepower V8 and all kinds of creature comforts. It's ready for whatever your weekend brings. Right now, qualified buyers get 0% APR for 60 months plus $2,000 special edition cash on a dependable 2015 Tundra Crew Max Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Tundra TRD Pro Race Model driven by professional drivers in Baja 1000 race. Please use caution in actual driving scenarios. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and at 11215.
7:39, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Looks like we've got some rain in the forecast with South Carolina tomorrow in town. It's going to be definitely tough during the first part of the game weather-wise. For today, cloudy and breezy. Some showers and thunderstorms will be developing. High 75 to 80. They come in for the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, they could be strong, 65 to 70. Showers and storms should move out tomorrow afternoon. High 75 to 80. We're partly to mostly sunny Sunday. High Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
No, I thought all three have approached it great.
That's Coach Spavital on the three-way decision-making process for A&M football as to who's going to be the quarterback. We should find out later on this afternoon before they go into practice. We'll have more on that. High school football cranking up early from yesterday. We'll have the updates for you there and more in sports here in about 11 minutes.
Okay, we're under a tornado watch until noon. This stuff is tracking more north than it is east, so that helps a little bit. But it is moving east. It's started to move into Brazos County. And, yeah, I think that was thunder. Heaviest rain that you're going to find right now is just north of San Antonio and headed into Austin. And so if you're headed in that direction, know that. And I guess if you're driving or flying out of Dallas, they may have some problems up there, too, because of the storms that are going on. But, again, a lot of this gets out of here fairly quickly today. We'll see what happens.
Don't think we
on.
Quite reached to San Marcos, but the National Weather Service has posted on Twitter about 10 minutes ago that a really strong tornado signature on
wow.
the radar.
Okay.
It's over on I-35.
We'll be watching for that. Well, of course, we found out earlier this week.
Bacon!
Will kill you. You will die if you eat.
Bacon!
Two slices a day every day.
That's right.
Increase your colorectal cancer chance 18%.
Bring it.
Bolivia has answered the call.
Oh.
Their health ministry has announced a novel idea to cheer up carnivores who are worried about the World Health Organization's warning that red meat probably causes it. Switch to llama. The health ministry head of food and nutrition says, we have very good meats like llama, which is low percentage of fat, and that can be beneficial if consumed in moderation. Actually, indigenous Bolivians have been chomping on llama for a long time, and now some of the upscale restaurants are starting to do it. So try a llama burger. Or how about Swiss llamas? Would Swiss llama be good?
Anybody here try it?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. I still was, I was going to see, you know, of course, in Germany, which is one of the languages they speak in Switzerland, the word for bacon is Speck.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I wonder, I mean, do we have to worry about this new Swiss pork burger that they're cooking in Switzerland? Will that cause a problem?
Mm-hmm.
So, where did the word boo come from? Because, you know, boo, right?
Or boo.
Okay, that too. Researchers say the exclamation that comes at the end of the boo had long been used to frighten English-speaking children going back at least until the 18th century. But the best anybody can tell, the first appearance of boo, the word, comes in print in 1738. A pamphleteer by the name of Gilbert Crockhall, Scotch Presbyterian Eloquence Displayed was the name of the pamphlet, defines it as a word that's used in the north of Scotland to frighten crying children. I don't know why anybody wants to do that.
Wow.
But anyway, and by 1820, if no sooner, boo, that's the word with the exclamation point, had become a verbal device of all proper ghosts. Like people have their, you know, but
as opposed to improper.
I suppose that's true. Variations of the word have been around as far back as 500 years ago. Now, how about the other boo? How about the one that like if you don't like a sports team or
boo.
Something? Yeah, okay. You just want to say that, don't you? Just you're on that. That one is a little bit different. It's not quite as old. So,
it's a good way to start an argument, though.
How's that?
Tell someone Aggies hiss and don't boo.
Oh, okay. There you are.
My God, it's like the Hatfields and McCoys
know,
out there.
I know. It is. That's just they got nothing else to argue about.
Oh, no, there's plenty to argue about. That's just one of them.
There is thunder out there. That is what that stuff is.
Okay.
And you know, but what amazed me is I have windows, but I sit with my back to the window, so I don't look outside very much. But this morning, because of the cloud cover, it is exceedingly dark out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be 8 o'clock at night.
Is it scary?
Nah, not scary. No, that's really not.
He's saying boo, and now it's scary.
Yeah. So let's say you've decided, maybe you've just been invited to, or you've decided you are going to go ahead and dress up. Okay?
Last minute.
Okay. And usually you come up with stuff that's pretty lame, right? Well, you do, right? You know, so well, you put on a camo outfit and, you know, color your face and you're the hunter. I'm not sure. Anyway.
Or it usually involves Sharpie and a white T-shirt.
Okay, yeah, now. Exactly. And that's exactly right.
Yes.
So we have for you some ideas for last-minute costumes.
Okay.
The aforementioned white T-shirt.
See, ahead of the game.
And the Sharpie.
But what do you write on it?
Oh, I'm about to tell you.
Hooray!
That's why we do the show.
Yay!
You ask a question, I'll try to answer it. Do it as the anti-costume. You write on there, error 404, costume not found.
That's the one I was going to say.
Yeah.
You said, all right, good. That's the only one I've seen.
No, I like
that. Okay. Fork in the road. You get a dark T-shirt. And you draw or use white tape to make three vertical lines down the shirt, okay? You got your left, right, and center. And in that middle, you know, break a line, and you put a fork on a string, and you put it over your neck, and it dangles down as a fork in the road. Okay, get about 12 green or purple balloons and some fake leaves at the dollar store. Attach them to your midsection, and you can go as a bunch of grapes.
Uh-huh. Be like the Fruit of the Loom
guy. Something like that. Yeah, exactly. Get a lot of these, a bunch of these Hello, My Name Is stickers,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and put different names on them and stick that on your shirt, and you can go as an identity thief.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
I know. These are good ideas, I'm telling you.
I was about to jump you for being insensitive.
No, no. Get a T-shirt that you don't mind sacrificing and paste candy wrappers and pieces of popcorn and soda lids on it, and you could go as a movie theater floor.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 31st, learn all about soil sampling and interpreting results. No other class could help you learn more about your soil and how to make it better. This week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21. Show me a sign. Build me a banner. CC Creations is known for full-color indoor and outdoor signs, banners, vehicle wraps, and graphics. Wall wraps, too, of all sizes, shapes, and colors. The experienced staff of custom designers at CC Creations will amaze you with their creativity and productivity. If your business, event, church, or school needs that added punch of excitement, custom-made especially for you, shop CC Creations. From temporary to permanent signage needs, CC Creations is your trusted sign source. CCCreationsUSA.com.
Atkinson at Pace to Stay believes that strong future leaders are in our schools right now.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details are available at AtkinsonAtPaceToStay.com and on Facebook.
Good luck, seniors from Atkinson Toyota Scion, Mid-South Synergy, The Eagle, Bryan Broadcasting, KBTX Media, Prosperity Bank, and Merrill Lynch.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When you think of influencing someone's life, you probably imagine positive things you can do, like giving financial assistance to a family in need or counseling a couple through a rough spot in their marriage. And those are great things to do. But sometimes you can positively influence someone by telling them no. In other words, by standing firm in your own values. Years ago, I was an acquaintance of a man who prided himself on being something of a playboy. The day finally came when he decided he was ready to get married. At the time, I knew someone who worked with him, and I found out there was a bachelor party in the works, complete with alcohol and strippers. And sure enough, the man invited me to his party. But I politely declined his offer. I told him I was happy for his marriage, but I couldn't disrespect my wife by going to a party with strippers. At the time, I was worried I might have offended him, but I knew I had to stand for what was right. And years later, the man told me that moment had a significant impact on his views regarding faithfulness to his wife and the sacredness of marriage. Keep that story in mind the next time you have to choose whether you're going to go along with the flow or take a stand for something you believe in. That might be the moment you show someone a deeper side to life than they've known before. For encouragement to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Stay tuned for an amazing surprise sale from Pro Flowers. Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At Pro Flowers, we think predictability is boring. Surprises are exciting. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. These 100 stunning blooms are bursting with color. Imagine the look on their face when 100 beautiful flowers arrive from you, out of the blue. Be unpredictable. Be spontaneous. Sometimes the best reason to send flowers is for no reason at all. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 700. That's proflowers.com, secret code 700.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Norman G. Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501HST 25-horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normangtractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Howdy, Ed. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota and the Deal of the Day. It's week 10 of the high school football season, and it started a little early due to the impending weather. A&M Consolidated rattled off two touchdowns before the half. Tiger QB Mason Hickson capped the scoring with a floated 12-yard touchdown pass to Kenan Williams in the corner of the end zone that gave Consol 14 points in 27 seconds on the way to a convincing 59-19 win over Rutter. Brian pulled out all the stops against College Station, and it actually worked. After Agil Korongert's field goal, he pulled off the perfect onside kick to Jaquita Thomas, and the Vikes went on to upset the Cougars 27-17. The number one and undefeated Navasota Rattlers will play Houston Wheatley Saturday at 1 o'clock. Buffalo actually had the week off, and St. Joseph's Catholic got a walk as Bay Area Christian actually forfeited. To see more on your favorite team, head on over to BrazosFootball.com. On now to the big school, where the Aggies are getting back in action tomorrow against the South Carolina Gamecocks. And with the Aggies' offense struggling the way it has the past two games, the team decided to open up the competition again at quarterback. Here's offensive coordinator Jake Spavital on the battle between the three.
You know, all three of them they're upbeat. They're running around. They're executing. For Monday practice, it was the best execution we've had because, you know, there's a lot on the line right here. And I thought all three have approached it great, and I'm looking forward to see how this outcome ends.
A starter is expected to be announced before practice actually today. Kickoff against the Gamecocks slated for 11 o'clock tomorrow, and our Fan Zone broadcast with Tom and Scott gets underway bright and early at 8 a.m. right here on 1620 a.m. By the way, the SEC has announced the 2016 Texas A&M football schedule. The Aggies will open up the season at home against UCLA and the Bruins on September the 3rd. They'll start the SEC portion at Auburn on September the 17th. They'll wrap up the year against LSU on Thanksgiving Day. To check out the full schedule, head on over to WTAW.com. A&M soccer pulled to a 1-1 draw with the Missouri Tigers in Missouri to wrap up the regular season. The draw prevented Missouri from claiming a share of the regular season title as Florida went on to claim the crown outright. The Aggies return to action Wednesday in the tournament. It will be November the 4th. They'll play the third seed Ole Miss Rebels in the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament in Orange Beach, Alabama. A&M volleyball team riding a 4-game win streak. They'll hit the road over the weekend to take on number 20 Kentucky and then Tennessee later on in the SEC matches. The Aggies enter the week tied with Missouri for second place in the SEC. The Kentucky match is at 6 today, Tennessee Sunday at 12:30. The Aggie softball team swept a doubleheader against Blinn yesterday at the Aggie softball complex, blanking the Buccaneers both games, 12-0 and then 11-0. In NCAA football last night, Trevon Boykin passed for 388 yards and three touchdowns as number 5 TCU toppled West Virginia 40-10. In the pros, the New England Patriots are perfect. They're one of only 5 unbeaten teams in the NFL and run their record to 7-0 after a 36-7 rout of Miami. Here's former A&M and now Miami quarterback Ryan Tannehill following the loss.
You don't want to be down, but I felt like we went out and scored. We accomplished what we wanted to get accomplished and then got the ball back and we're moving the ball again and then didn't convert on a 3rd and short. So, got to be able to create and get first downs on those.
An NFL spokesman says Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel's recent domestic incident remains under review. Manziel was interviewed at the team's complex Wednesday by investigators looking into whether he violated the league's personal conduct policy on October the 12th in an argument with his girlfriend. League spokesman Brian McCarthy said no decision has been made on Johnny Football, who, by the way, was not arrested after being questioned by the police in Ohio. The Dallas Cowboys are dealing with somewhat of a similar situation as running back Joseph Randle is taking time away from the team to deal with an unspecified personal issue while already being ruled out of Sunday's game against Seattle with a back injury. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett declined to discuss the specifics of Randle's absence.
Joe just, he practiced for a little bit yesterday because of the oblique strain. We just wanted him to get out there and work a little bit with the rehab guys on the side just to see how he felt. And then after that, he had to leave the building because he had to take care of a personal issue.
He was excused to leave?
Yes. He was here briefly this morning.
But he is under investigation by the NFL for possibly violating its personal conduct policy as well, following a domestic dispute where he, too, was not charged. And finally, we'll wrap it up in the NHL, where Jamie Benn scored in OT.
Now Sagan goes back to Benn. Sagan is open. Benn shoots it. Score! Jamie Benn in overtime!
To give the Dallas Stars the 4-3 win over the Vancouver Canucks. That runs the Stars' record to 8-2, which ties the best start in Dallas history. And that's going to do it for sports. We're in the studio with Mike Vivaldi and the gang from Team of Navasota, and we are closing in
that's
today.
Right.
You guys are giving away a free car.
That's right. It's pretty exciting. You go online, register at teamofnavasota.com. We're going to give a car away Friday. We're going to do the drawing live at the dealership in Navasota at the Ford store. Basically, you got to be present to win. Print out all the names, registration forms offline, and we're going to pull the name, and hopefully it'll be yours.
So do they get their choice of the 10 under 10s, or do you guys pick one?
No, we pick a vehicle that's on our 10 under 10.
Oh, very cool.
And hopefully somebody that really needs a vehicle will win.
So go online to register today. The web address?
TeamOfNavasota.com.
And just look for that 10 under 10, and you got a chance to win one of them. It's pretty cool. And that's how we're going to wrap things up right here on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, look, Santa's Wonderland is hiring for seasonal positions.
What kind of people are they looking for?
They want folks of all ages with a positive and enthusiastic personality that enjoy spreading the Texas Christmas spirit.
Sounds great, but what about the pay?
Believe it or not, all positions start at $10 an hour.
I'm in. How do we apply?
We can go online to santas-wonderland.com and apply right now.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now, santas-wonderland.com.
Property experts at Selling Lifestyles, Cowell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Cowell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Okay, so you're talking about the A&M football schedule, you know, and, okay, first, that's true. They do open up with UCLA, but then they play Prairie View the next week. So I thought, well, I'll look around the conference and see what else is out there. If you looked at Alabama's schedule, they opened with USC, okay?
Okay.
In Jerry World, that's not bad. Then they'll take on the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers and the Kent State Golden Flashes, and later in the season, the much-dreaded Chattanooga Mocs. Yeah, that's Alabama.
Ooh.
Yeah, just saying. Well, again, you know, it has to do with mixing the good and the bad.
Well, when you
whatever.
Have a strength of schedule in the SEC West, you can get some patsies
true.
In there.
Hey, listen, there's some rain out there, that's for sure, and we're under a tornado watch until noon, so stay out of it if you can. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW College Station Bryan, WTAW FM Buffalo.